Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Danny and Dusty.
All right, my rock smashes your scissors.
No, not these scissors, pal.
What?
This is a special titanium steel alloy developed by NASA for the space program. These scissors that smash your rock to smithereens.
No, not this rock. This rock happens to be kryptonite.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
No!
The Fan.
Welcome to the second hour of Danny and Dusty. Patrick Harris with you in for Dusty Hurrah. Danny Morang to my left. Jeff Rust on the ones and twos. Dusty Venetian is what he's going to be called today.
I mean, with Dusty, he's gone from the fan man to the brand man.
The brand man?
Yeah, he doesn't get to choose his new name. He's not Kobe.
I've been really enjoying the Dusty Casinos. I'm going to ride that one
for
a while.
I like it. Go to Harris.
Yeah. Dusty Circus Circus. Dusty Venetian.
Yeah.
Dusty Mandalay Bay.
It works.
Dusty Flamingo. All right. If you missed any of the first hour, you can download that, The Fan Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, at taintofthefan.com, the Odyssey app, or places that rhyme with basketballify. And without further ado, we turn it over. We have Tyler Rucker from No Ceilings coming on the program to talk a little Blazer draft. And Tyler, how you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing great. It's always a joy to this time of the year with the draft getting crazy. And thank you guys for having me on. I always enjoy this one.
Yeah. Do you ever get worried that people only like you because we're 25 days away from the draft?
You know what? It's just so busy this time of the year. It doesn't really set in until probably months after. But now that you're bringing it to me, yeah, I'll probably the anxiety will kick in a little bit. But it's fun. It's a fun time for everyone to get excited. I kind of feed off that energy because I'm like, yeah, let's talk basketball. No better way.
Tyler, obviously the Blazers, they fall back in draft position back to 11. We have the weirdness that happens on lottery night with the top three being the most cursed top three in NBA history. And how that thing's going to shake things out. When you look at this Blazers team and you look at this roster, they have so much young depth already. When you're trying to see, you know, project the board, and you guys at No Ceilings, you guys just put out your latest big mock. When you guys look at the Blazers in that range, who do you think is the best player available, and is that best player available the best fit?
It's tough for a team like Portland, which, you know, I watched a lot of their games this year because it's just one of those things where you like to watch the young teams that are kind of building through the draft. And it's like, okay, what direction could they go in? And Portland's quickly putting so many impressive pieces together. You know, they found gold with Timon and Kamara. They've got a lot of intriguing guys that I think are also ready to take that next step this year. So it gets tough with a team like that when you're projecting them in the draft because, you know, obviously we could say they can go best player available, but at some point when you keep kind of doubling down on that, do you try to also kind of look at like, hey, what does the roster need a little bit? Now, I'm always a big believer of like, hey, trust your board, and if it's the best player available by far and it just happens to be a position you're pretty deep at, I still think you go with their talent. But Portland, I think, is really close to kind of taking that next leap. I thought, you know, last year they really showed some stuff of a young team on the rise. And I think this is going to be a big year for them. And I think that's why this pick's going to be so interesting. So, you know, a name to kind of throw out that is a really popular name right now, but I think Carter Bryant would be a really interesting fit with this Blazers team just because of the athleticism. You pair him with, you know, someone like Scoot and Shaedon Sharpe on the perimeter. That's really fun in transition. And then Carter just kind of, you know, matured pretty quickly this year when it came to, like, figuring out how to make an impact without, you know, being the go-to bucket guy. So I think he's one of the better defensive wings in this class. So you're even talking about, you know, putting him with Simone Kamara. I mean, Carter's just one of the most popular names right now. So I think that would be a name that it would be like an upside swing for me, but also like a really good fit with a team like the Blazers that are kind of starting to build some nastiness defensively.
For those that aren't intimately familiar with the draft, with, you know, the profiles and a guy like Carter Bryant, who, you know, traditionally would have been somebody people would have seen come through here more regularly in the Pac-12 era. But I don't like necessarily doing direct comps, but when you're talking about a guy somebody might recognize, who does Carter Bryant kind of remind you of when he comes in the league, and who could he ultimately kind of project as?
Yeah, he's a fun one. You know, a lot of us in those feelings, we've been trying to kind of talk about, like, who he reminds us of, and it's just one of those things where this year coming into the freshman, I'd seen him the last couple of years, and he's put on a ton of weight, a ton of muscle. All the intel checks out. You hear a lot of good stuff about him when it comes to his work ethic, his character, his interviews I've heard have been fantastic. So projecting him, I think he's got a lot more offensive upside than he shows. But like OG Anunoby, you know, who's with the Knicks right now, has been a popular name a lot of our guys have thrown around. I have weird vibes. I kind of see like a little bit of like a Shane Battier with some crazy athleticism. Just kind of starting out, which is, you know, you're saying picking that in the 11th spot, you might be like, what? But it's like, hey, if you get a guy playing, you know, 13 plus years in the NBA with athleticism, you'd sign up for that right away. So I also think like another Arizona Wildcat, but like he's like Andre Iguodala a little bit. He doesn't have the handles. That's what kind of needs to be worked on with his game. Iguodala is much better, like playmaker and ball handler, but much better shooter than Iggy was. So kind of a little bit of vibes in there, but you think about it and you're like, hey, those are three pretty good names to have around. So it's one of those players that's the big upside swing that if you look at his stats, you'd probably be like, why didn't he play more? And I think a lot of scouts were asking that question this year, like, hey, why is he playing more? But it was a veteran roster, and he found a way to make an impact. He was playing a lot towards the end of the year.
Tyler Rucker joins us from No Ceilings. We're talking NBA draft here. I love that you mentioned that the Blazers might be in a point where they feel like one more guy can make it happen. I think we kind of all assume that 1, 2, and 3 go the way we think. Could you by chance see the Blazers make a move and jump up in this draft to see if there is that missing piece that's more in like the 6 or 7 range? Or do you think they'll be happy staying at 11?
You know, it's one of those things with, especially with Portland, I feel like every time we do a mock draft, myself included, I feel like you get to them and you're just kind of a headache, but gosh, they could go in any direction here. So I do think if you want, there's a little bit of a drop off after that 6-7 spot. Now, we don't know what teams like Washington and New Orleans are. They might be willing to move back and get, you know, a bunch of future capital. And I'm a big believer of like, hey, if you have a guy you're in love with, go get your guy. So it wouldn't shock me if Portland's a team that says, hey, we're going to move up. We think this is the last piece we need at the puzzle to really have that foundation moving forward. Months ago, if you asked me about Colin Knipple, I thought it would be a dream fit for the Trailblazers. And I don't know if he's going to be there on the board still. So
he is not.
Maybe they could move up a little spot. So, but it gets really interesting. I'm also curious to see if they can maybe try to double down on like maybe they try to trade out. Maybe they try to get a veteran. Like they struck gold with the Denny Avdia deal. Maybe you can scan the market or find that again. So they're in a great spot because this is a really deep guard draft, but there's a run there in that lottery where there's a lot of teams that don't need a guard. So it could also, you know, talk to some teams and be like, hey, well, if you want to come up and get your guard, give us a vet. Let us get another piece. So they're in a good spot. I know it's never fun to hear that when you're a Trailblazers fan. You're like, we're picking 11th, but they're in a good leverage opportunity, I think, with a lot of teams trying to come up, or they could try to see if they can get up themselves.
You know, the NBA draft is always very interesting because we'll undoubtedly somebody will go in a position where we kind of go, well, that's interesting. The one that really jumps to my mind was when Cam Johnson went, what, 14 picks before anybody really thought he had a chance. I know particularly the Blazers had Cam Johnson on their board, and they ended up taking Nasir Little in that draft because they're like, oh, crap, Cam Johnson's gone, and a bunch of teams had to scramble. You know, you hear names like Cedric Coward, you know, Rashear Fleming's a guy who's got a lot of juice around him. Neat Clifford is a guy you and I, who at Colorado State, love. Who are some names that Trailblazers fans should watch, whether it's picking at 11 or, let's say, they like you mentioned, they move back because the Nets have, like, what, five of the top 36 picks. You know, do the Blazers trade back and get, you know, two ones and somebody else or something along those lines, whatever imagination. Who are some names you could see that kind of fly up a board and can kind of throw a wrench in, you know, everyone's mocks?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those years in which I think there's a lot of those names. You ask around the league right now, and you kind of get a different answer about each player. Like, some teams are like, I could see him going lottery. Some are like, ah, probably late first. But, and you get those each year, but this year it just seems there's such a variance with a lot of these names. Like, Danny Wolfe is kind of, I keep joking, I'm saying he's the joker in the deck of the whole draft. Like, I think some teams think, like, hey, he could go early because it's one of those eye of the beholder players. Mm-hmm. 7 foot big man with guard skills. Wouldn't shock me if he goes in the 20s. Wouldn't shock me if he's going, you know, top 15, just because I think one team might look at him and be like, this is such a unique player. It could give us a fun wrinkle. I think Noah Essengay has been a popular name right now. The Blazers obviously play, you know, Ratio Farmholm in the preseason, so they know about him plenty. But he's just had a great end of the year. He's kind of the upside swing. When I had asked around the league, I had a scout was like, someone's taking him top 12. They're just like, I'm convinced someone's going to swing on him. So I think he's maybe the one that could throw a little bit of a wrench to some, but I think that's where you're getting the upside swing type of players that could really climb. And then, you know, if Portland moves back hypothetically, I'm just a big Neat Clifford fan. I think he's one of those really high floor players that's just going to find a way to make an impact in a number of different ways. And you can play him in, you know, a couple different, you know, rotation variants. And so Cedric Howard's also another one. That was a good shout. A lot of teams right now are like, hey, I have him here. I think I'm too low. You know, so it's going to be really interesting. There's a lot of names that some people are thinking, hey, they're going to shock the public. The public's not ready because they're going to go much earlier than people think.
Tyler, we'll get you out on this. We'll let you have a little bit of fun. How many games can the Pacers win in the NBA Finals?
Oh, gosh. Two?
Two?
Two. I think they'll get two. You know, it's so funny to think about, but like when you kind of look at it, I think they might match up pretty well, both teams. It should be a fun series. I know the NBA is probably pumped about the ratings, but I think it's going to be a really fun series. It's also pretty cool because it's two teams that have, you know, in so many ways built through the draft or tried to kind of find some pieces that, you know, second team opportunities. So for me, I geek out on that stuff because there's a lot of teams, I think, that are taking a page out of teams like OKC right now. I think the Blazers are one of them. I think the Blazers are like, hey, let's keep hitting on the draft. We don't got to hit home runs. We got to just keep hitting singles and doubles and triples, and all of a sudden you're going to look up and have a really deep roster.
That is Tyler Rucker from No Ceilings. Go check out the page and see what it's all about. We thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, that was Tyler Rucker from No Ceilings talking about the Blazers' 2025 draft pick. I think he's on to something. I think this is probably the most important draft the Blazers have had of this generation. Like, you get a guy like Shaden, you get a guy like Scoot, you get a guy like Donovan. Like, that's your core. This, I think, is the one. Can this put you over the edge? No matter what they do. Draft, trade out, trade up.
It is interesting because, you know, we've talked about it earlier. SGA is not a top 10 pick. No. Tyrese Halliburton's not a top 10 pick. Like the J-Dub is not a top 10 pick. Like, you just look at all these guys and you're like,
Steph Curry's not a top 10 pick.
You just find these guys. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, but I got ahead of myself.
You had two Minnesota point guards go in front of him. He was the third point guard.
Yeah.
But no, he wasn't a top 5 pick.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can find, like, Giannis is not a top 10 pick. You know, yes, you can. These are exceptions, not rules.
Right.
Like, that's
right.
The whole point.
You can get a Draymond in the second round. Shane Battier is not a top 10 pick.
Like, finding those guys and making that make sense. And this is why I always say luck plays such a huge factor in this stuff.
It really does.
And nobody wants to admit it because you're not the controller of your destiny. But if the luck goes your way, and let's just say they take Carter Bryant. Let's say Carter Bryant turns into like some OG Anunoby, Andre.
I love that he said Shane Battier. I would die to have a 20 year career of a dude like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, if you're picking at 11, you get a guy like we talked about the Mike Conley, Greg Oden draft class. Like, four of the five guys, basically, other than Greg, are still playing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Al Horford still playing, Mike Conley still playing, Jeff
Durant's
Green
still playing.
Durant still playing,
yep.
And you're like,
yeah, Jeff Green.
You find guys that have 15 plus year careers in the draft, no matter where you draft them, you did good.
And I think it's just like you nailed it with the luck, with the way college basketball landscape is these days. You don't like SGA's 26.
Yeah.
And we didn't know he was going to be this till he was 24.
We knew he was going to be good.
But we didn't know how good.
Like, so you, it's like you thought maybe all-star.
Yeah.
And then it went from, oh, no, oh, he's an all-star. And then it was like, oh, there's another gear.
Yeah.
But, like, nobody, like, that's why he was drafted where he was drafted. Nobody looked at him and was like, that's a future MVP.
You won't know if Scoot Henderson is worth a damn for probably 3 more years. Just because the kids are coming in so young.
Yeah. You come in the league, at, you know, Cooper Flagg is going to start playing in the NBA at 18 years old.
Yeah, he's like, he should be a senior in high school.
He should have been last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, this should have been his freshman year in college coming this next year. He turned 18 in December. So he will play 3 months, basically, in the NBA before he's 19 years old. And yet, everybody's looking at him and going,
well,
that guy's a franchise-defining star.
Yeah, I mean, we knew that with LeBron. Mm-hmm. You know, there are guys that you just kind of know that with. You knew that with Hakeem. You knew that with Patrick Ewing.
But even the guys that you know with Zion and Ja. Like,
exactly, but they don't.
It can blow up in your face.
And, you know, and both those guys could resurge. Mm-hmm. But outlook not so good right now.
Not great.
All right, coming up, you knew I wasn't going to get away with this. But I am going to get away with this. Let's talk a little baseball. We'll do that next. It's 121. Holy goodness. See me try to say 115. It's 121, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, my name is Patrick Harris, and I host the Hot Corner on Tuesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. with my good buddy Joseph Fisher III, doing that little ditty for 10 years now. 10 years on that stupid, stupid little baseball program.
It's crazy how fast it goes.
It is crazy. Yesterday was Lou Gehrig Day. It was ALS Awareness Day, so I want to give a big shout-out to one of my closest, oldest friends in the world, Mr. Mike Lynch. I know you're not listening because you hate me, but if you were, happy Lou Gehrig Day.
Indeed. Shout out, Mike.
Mike is such a good sport with his situation going on that I was able to crack this joke to him. Big Yankee fan, so I would always tell you, like, hey, dude, there's a world that I can live in where I could argue that Lou Gehrig is the greatest baseball player of all time. And he's like, yeah, but it's probably like Mantle or Ruth. And then when Mike unfortunately was diagnosed with ALS, I went to him and I was like, see, dude, I told you, man, just a matter of time before you'd come around on Lou Gehrig being the best Yankee of all time.
There you go.
I told that joke to my wife before I told it to him, and she was like, you cannot say that to him. You absolutely cannot say that.
It's either the best or the worst joke.
And he loved it. And so I went, whew. I did not say it in front of his wife or his parents, though. I don't know if they would have loved that.
No, probably not.
I don't know if they would have loved that. No. But speaking of Yankees, Yankees-Dodgers this weekend was a fascinating series.
Got off to an electric start.
Yeah, yeah. Both these teams, in my opinion, are flawed in many ways, but also very dominant in other ways. Yeah, right? Apple TV, Friday night, trying to get your specialty game of the week. First inning, Judge goes deep. Bottom of the first inning, Shohei goes deep.
You like this?
Oh.
Okay, I'm in.
All right, I'm watching this game.
And then, what was it, 18-1?
Game two was a bust. Game three was a bust. It's just baseball. Like, you know, World Series are not won in May or June. They can be lost, but they are not won in May or June. But it was fun to watch those two guys have a spectacle. And I thought it would be fun to have this convo with you a little bit, Danny, since you're the hooper here. The NBA, and I think in a negative way, handles the MVP crazy.
Yeah.
Like
they postponed it this year because they didn't want to do it in the middle of the Nuggets Thunder series.
Because they knew it wasn't going to be Jokic?
Well, the narratives that come out of it, and it's like, why are they doing, like, it's just so dumb.
And that's what's so weird about the NBA. There's MVP fatigue. Like, I don't understand that. Barry Bonds has seven of these because
NBA writers seven of them. So dumb for so long. They did. It had to be somebody new. It's narrative based.
It's so,
like,
weird to me.
Jordan should have more. LeBron should have more. It's just like, it was like, Kobe should have. No, he shouldn't. No.
LeBron, you could argue, should have one every single year of his career.
I mean, they're for 10 straight years, you could say yes. To me, the MVP is like the best. Who's the best player in the world?
Right.
It's that simple to me. Mm-hmm. Like, but for whatever reason, we can't do that, and I don't know why. Whereas in baseball, it's like, hey, was this guy the best player in the world? Yep. Okay. Keep it moving.
And that's kind of what I'm curious about. You know, with Judge and Shohei being on stage, you know, in the bright lights and doing the things they do and being as awesome as they are, neither of them lead the American League or the National League in home runs. That would be the big dumper, Cal Raleigh. Cal Raleigh is on pace to hit 69 home runs. Nice. And yes, the big dumper hitting 69 would be maybe the greatest inside dirty office joke you could ever make in your entire life. My question is, the Yankees are a lot better than the Mariners. However, the Mariners are playing good baseball. If the Mariners get into the playoffs and the dump hits 50 home runs, can he upstage Judge for an MVP hits 60?
No, because the New York machine.
God, that really breaks my heart. This dude hits home runs in the seventh inning in tie ball games. Yeah. This dude hits home runs at the beginning of game to set the pace. Like, that's an MVP.
when it matters. Like that's the thing about baseball, right? I mean, the Mariners call up Cole Young, you know, in what, back-to-back in AAA, and then his debut, almost the exact same slap hit to first,
yeah,
walk-off hits in back-to-back games. Like, you know, that's got to be a hell of a feeling, you know, and like being in those moments. And to Cal Raleigh's extent, you know, coming up clutch over and over and over again in the times that matter.
He's a platinum glove winner. He won the platinum glove last year.
I mean, he's got plenty of juice behind him, but beating, like, you can't just be like on the same level with Judge, or if you're in the NL with Otani, you have to surpass them because they're so good.
And we're talking two of the most generational talents of all time.
Yes. And then, so it's like, you have to, like, now a catch, let's say he hits 65 home runs, a catcher hitting 65 home runs.
Ooh, I got the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it.
Yeah. We could start having that discussion.
But yeah, but I mean, if Dump were to hit 65 and Judge hits 68, it goes to Judge.
Probably, but if you're talking about the workload of a catcher.
And he catches the entire staff.
And he's the best defensive catcher in baseball.
Correct.
Like, you could talk about, like, you know, the impact. When you start getting in the impact metrics, it's like, I think last year when I was looking at MLB Savant, I think
WAR's got to be higher just for defensive efficiency. And
I think he was in the 98th percentile or 99th percentile in pitch framing. He was the number one fielder. And I think his throwout rate, he was in, like, the 86th percentile. So you're like, his pitch framing is god tier. His defensive ability is, like, nothing gets by him.
Yep.
And you don't steal on him.
No, you don't.
So you're like, okay, so he's the best catcher in baseball, and he's also hitting for obscene power that never comes out of that position.
I can't believe the third best player in all of baseball plays for the Seattle Mariners, and his name is not Julio Rodriguez.
It's weird.
Isn't that wild?
It's weird.
Watch the Mariners. They're kind of fun. They're actually coming around.
They're coming around just enough to break your heart even more.
Just enough to break your heart. That pitching staff's getting healthy, though, so we'll see.
It happens.
All right, we come back. Worst day on the web. Before we do that, Rusty with sports.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
All right, we do this.
Sucks.
Oh, look at me ahead of the game.
There you go.
We do this bad boy every single day at 1:30. Stealing all Dusty or Danny's shine over here.
Yeah, that's all good.
Every single day at 1:30. This is the worst day on the web. We'll kick it over to Danny. What you got for me today?
You know, the other day.
It's my birthday. Better be good.
It is your birthday. Maybe, Dusty had to make a trip out to the Fine Mountain over in Bend for a, I believe it was a 40th birthday. And they had their fun the night before. And then in the morning.
Is this the race they had to go on?
I did a 5K.
Dude, you're the worst friend in the world. I can't believe.
And people flew in for this.
I remember you guys talking about it, and I was listening to Dusty. I was like, dude, you are being way too nice. That friend is dead to me.
Meanwhile,
there is no way I'm into that.
And his wife went out there and dusted him.
I'm sure.
Shout out, Lindsay.
But that's probably why I did it, because he was like, my wife is cooler than yours.
No, that. He had to make sure she didn't dust him too bad. Like, you know, Lindsay, she's
not me.
She's a runner.
I would have been like, go get it, babe.
Yeah.
I'll be at the bar.
But, you know, in leading up to that, I saw this guy on TikTok who did 24 beers, 24 burgers, and in 24 miles. So he did this, and this is a big
dude. We're
talking
like McDonald's, Burgerville, Little Cheeseburgers? Yeah,
little McDonald's cheeseburgers. Okay. But still,
it's a lot.
So the guy had no problem crushing the beers, well ahead of the pace of a beer an hour. He was behind on the burgers. He ended up crushing all the beers, and I think he actually did a few extras.
I'm thirsty.
Yeah. But I mean, like, this guy's probably like 6'4", 6'5".
Dang.
Bigger dude, big old beard. Like, not like a mountain man, like, you know, like one of these, you know, a guy I grew up with, Eric Berglund, who's 6'8", like 280 pounds of just pure unadulterated beef. Like, this guy's out here like a professional bow hunter. I mean, just a massive human where you're just like, oh yeah, I can see him being able to do this. This is just like a big dude. You
it's know like, what I mean? This reminds me of the 9 for 9 for 9. You know, the 9 for 9 for 9. It's 24, 24, and 24. How long do they expect you? How long does it take to do this?
You just got to do it.
In a day.
So, and like, again, 24 miles, and this isn't like a 24 mile walk. this is up in the mountains. This is a hike.
It's a hike.
So he's crushing. And here's the other thing. He's carrying a case on his back.
Oh, dude, I feel bad for the holes he's going to have to dig in a little bit.
Oh, dude. So he crushed all the beers. I think he got to 18 or 20 burgers, and he completed the hike and like got back to the cabin, was done with the 24 miles. We're like, dude, this guy's a unit, right?
Yeah.
I have seen the Mount Everest of this. There is a larger, more difficult version.
Oh, baby.
This is
I thought 9 for 9 for 9 was a lot. You just dropped 24, 24, 24. I ain't never going to do that.
This is, okay, roughly the same distance. This is the Taco Bell 50K.
Oh, baby. See, speaking of holes that you got to dig, like, that worries me. Like, a lot of Taco Bell ain't good for the body. It tastes good going down, but it ain't fun coming back.
Okay, so there are 7 Taco Bell locations along this 50K. This is in Minneapolis. So the good news you have for you is Minnesota, very flat. So you're not worried about elevation going up and down. Like, the guy that was hiking, this guy was like, it looked like Utah mountains.
Ooh, like Zion National Park.
Like, this was
smashing burgers and
this,
beers.
This looked like it was a tough trek, right? So you're flat, but you must consume one menu item at each of the 7 locations. And you can't just go drink or cinnamon twists. Like, you got to get real menu items.
Like a Crunchwrap Supreme and a 5 layer.
You have to have at least one burrito and one Crunchwrap.
Each time?
No.
Oh, at the end.
Throughout the process. And it makes me wonder, do you want to front load this with the burrito and the Crunchwrap at the beginning, the middle, or the end?
How long does a 50K take to run?
I mean, 50K, what is that? I mean, I should have done this beforehand. 50K in miles. So it's 31 miles.
31 miles. Okay, 31 miles. Let's see. I run a six-minute mile. That'll take X amount of dollars. Yeah, I don't know what you do. I would think, because 31 miles is a lot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
more than a marathon.
I don't think you want the heavy Taco Bell in your system the whole time. Mm. Because I think by the time you get to like mile 25, you might need to stop somewhere.
So
you know what I mean? So I might backload it all.
Here's what's allowed on the trip.
Like run across the finish line with that last little bit of fire sauce on your Crunchwrap.
Yeah.
And just be like,
smash blah, 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 blah. You can consume Pepto-Bismol. You can vomit, and bathroom breaks are allowed.
You can vomit?
I'm telling you right now.
That's bull. That's absolute bullshit.
I'm getting it down. Look, I wrestled puke and rally, buddy. Like, the number of times, you know, making weight, when you're close, you empty everything out. Both ends. You do what you got to do.
No, not in competitions. That I understand. Like, that's the day before. But during the competition.
No, I'm talking about weighing. Like, day of.
No, I understand that. I understand that. But during the competition, if it is a food challenge during your competition.
Oh, you should not be allowed to.
You cannot be allowed to throw up. That's bullshit.
I'm 100% with you. But I'm telling you, if I did this. That
you would last, just kick into the old school.
The last bite, as soon as it, like, I felt it going down.
It'd come right back.
I would be finger down the throat as I'm going, and it would be out, and then I would be on whatever, you know, liquid IV, Pepto, and keep it moving.
Because, see, me and my crew, we love to play this stupid drinking game. We call it the Great American Challenge. Mm. And you basically break up into two teams of, or into a bunch of teams of four people. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you got like six, five, four, whatever, of four people, sometimes more. Anyway. And the goal is first team to finish a 30 rack, 2 grams of the marijuana, a pizza, and a puzzle. First team to finish that wins.
I'm assuming you start the puzzle first.
It is a notoriously cheating game. Mm. Like, everybody cheats, but you can't get caught. People have been caught, and you get burned to the stake. It's kind of like baseball, you know? If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, 100%. But just don't get caught.
Don't get caught.
Because you'll get burned if you get caught.
Unless you're the Astros.
And then those things end in like 20 minutes, because people are just slamming beers. But we always say, if you throw up, you're out.
You're out.
Your team's not out, but you are now disqualified.
Yeah, now that you got to pick up the slack.
Mm-hmm. If you got somebody on the team, like they're the big smoker, you know, make sure they smoke and don't let them eat too much food or drink too much beer. You got the beer drinker, you make sure that guy doesn't throw up, because if that guy throws up, you're in big trouble.
Now everybody else has got to pick up the slack.
Now everybody's got to pick up the slack, and drinking's the hardest.
Do you reset it?
No. Like,
okay.
No.
So
it's like if you've had 5 beers... I don't know. That just stays.
Okay, so whatever you accomplish, but that person can't get anymore.
Now you're done. You can't eat anymore. You can't do anything. Now you got to step aside.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Otherwise, it's like the 9 for 9 for 9 hot dogs and beers at a baseball game. Like, I can chug 9 beers and eat 9 hot dogs and go throw up in a minute.
Yeah, no.
That's not the part.
No.
The whole point is to keep it down.
You have to suffer.
You have to suffer.
The suffering
you have to live through
part
it.
Part of this.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
where, like, the 50K
can't
here.
Throw
like,
up, man.
Allowing the vomiting feels like it's cheating us.
Says the guy's running 31 miles. They're like, you run 31 miles, fat A.
Well, I mean, did you see the guy in the track competition this weekend? Lost a shoe and kept going.
You have to. You have to.
Because it was qualifying for Eugene.
You can't stop.
His toes, I don't think it was a sprint, but I don't think it was a super long race. I think it might have been an 800. His toes were just gnawed down, just in bloody. But he qualified. And I was like, yo, that is crazy.
Qualified, but at what expense? Like, you know?
Can your feet heal in time to be ready for that next event kind of a deal?
Right.
But look, 31 miles. Look, I've never.
Look, I ain't walking 31 miles, let alone running, yogging 31 miles.
They had a race over on the west side, and they had, I went to Topgolf this weekend with the in-laws, and they had like the whole air, like Evergreen Parkway was shut down.
Was it for the old Helvetia half marathon?
Is that what it was?
I believe so.
I would look. I couldn't tell because the runner swath was so wide. There was like the uber fit runners, the dudes with their shirts off. You're like, oh yeah, there's not an ounce of fat on you. And the women that are just like weigh a buck 10, and you're just like, oh yeah. And then there was people like walking in what looked like sweats on their cell phone, and I'm like, I'm not sure what's going on here.
Like, yeah.
There's clearly like a...
Something's up.
There's a wide range of people here.
One of these things is not like the other.
Yeah, and I'm just like, huh, I'm not sure what's going on here. I was just more frustrated because I had to weave my way to Topgolf, and I'm like, this is taking a lot longer than I thought it was going to. But yeah, no, when you throw the food into the wrench here, that's interesting. Like, again, I have said that when I continue to lose the weight and I get the clearance from the doctors that, you know, I can fully start like running again. Mm. I have one physical goal. That's true. There's two. I have one weightlifting and one like I'm going to break my body goal. I want to finish Ironman.
Oh, nice.
I don't need to place or anything.
My best friend's done it twice.
I just want to do it once.
Yeah.
Just once. And I know the hell. Like, I've got a bunch of buddies that have done it. I know what it does to your body, the weeks you need to recover and how much preparation, all that kind of stuff that goes into it. But that and the 1,000-pound club, I'm trying for the 1,200-pound, but I'm going to get at least 1,000
pounds. What's the 1,000-pound club?
Deadlift, bench, and squat. A combined. So
I don't even know how to deadlift, squat, or... bench.
So
I mean, that's a lie. I do know how to do those, but
my squat's fine. My squat's over 400 pounds right now. The interesting part is I need to get my bench back up because I just didn't.
Yeah,
I'm not a 18-20 year old kid. I don't really bench that much anymore, and I'm like, I need to get my bench to 315. That's what's where I need to get this to if I hope to get to the 1200 pound club. And I'm like, I got up to 255 and I was able to do that. And I was like, ooh, buddy, we're going to add 60 pounds to this.
Like, spicy.
I'm like, am I going to tear a pec? Like, I was just going to like, as bad as my lower body is, for whatever reason, the strength has come back over the years,
good.
Which like I'm actually okay. Like,
yeah.
Like deadlift and squat. Like I'm going to be good there. The test is going to be, am I going to tear a pec going over 300 pounds again? And I'm just like, this might take me a year to get back up to that level. And I'm like, what do you do from the recovery? Like, if let's say you're not allowed to throw up,
right?
You have to, like, because putting Taco Bell in your body, putting McDonald's in your body during like these ultra endurance type things,
yeah, it's the time. The time is what's against you. Like,
yeah,
like my best friend is the most in shape guy I know. Mm-hmm. Extremely fit, super athletic, does all this garbage all the time. He can eat McDonald's and it's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's eating McDonald's and still being endurance athlete for 12 hours, that ain't going to go well for him.
No, like,
it ain't going to go, it might go well for you and me.
Cause we're used to that.
Cause we're used to that garbage in our bodies. We can stretch that out.
My body,
know what the big dumper is all about.
Right. Like, here's the terrible thing. Now that you're 40, you're going to notice that fast food just hits a little bit different. And like, where in the past I could just eat it and be like, it's no big deal. Now I'm like,
Full disclosure, my pooping's in a great spot. I try not to mess with it too much.
Right?
Yeah.
You got to keep the toxins in there to make sure everything stays regular.
Just delaying that guy putting his finger up there, you know. You just don't want things to go mad. All right, that is the worst day on the web. I ain't doing that. Kudos to anybody who does that. I'm going to stick with my 9 for 9 for 9 challenge. When we come back, we'll cross the pond for one of my favorite sports. We'll do that next. Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan. I just got a notification that boarding for my flight tonight to Vegas has been delayed by 40 minutes. And I was like, oh, no, but I want to get to Vegas. Oh, right. It doesn't matter when I get there.
Yeah.
The party keeps going.
Yeah.
But I get to spend some time in the airport.
There you go.
I haven't been to the new one yet. So
it is. Look,
I'm really excited.
I hate the whole talk about, oh, it's the best airport. It's a very nice airport now.
Airports are still airports. Airports still suck.
Yeah. And I'm like, people talk about, like, it's the best airport. I'm like, my experience there has never been great.
I mean, I think
I've been to certainly worse airports.
Oh, without a doubt.
Minneapolis Airport and the Denver Airport are both gateways to hell.
Atlanta's up there, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think the thing is also that it's... How am I trying to say
I've
this?
I've never transferred planes in Minneapolis and not had to go out on the tarmac. And I'm just like, it's always been in the winter. It's like 18 degrees or, you know, 4 below 0. And I'm just like, why am I out here?
I will differ from you. I think the Portland airport experience is lovely.
It's
airport experience.
Yeah.
It's like saying my dog's poop is better than your
dog's
poop.
Yes, it's not.
It's like it's still poop in the end. Like, nobody really likes being at an airport. But I will take PDX over a lot of airports.
Look, if I'm going to have a delay somewhere, I want to have a delay. Like, people like hate DFW.
I love DFW.
I love being delayed at DFW because you have a million choices.
Yeah.
There's a million restaurants, a million bars. Like, if I'm going to be delayed somewhere, like, my wife and I are doing a big Mediterranean thing. I'll be gone for 2 weeks at the end of August into September.
Sweet.
And we're flying to...
Call me if you need a sub.
There you go. we're flying into Barcelona the day before. And we're
you mispronounced Barcelona.
Barcelona. But, like, we have one layover in Heathrow. And I'm like, dope. Heathrow's one of the best airports. Like, I've flown into Heathrow.
Is it the largest airport in the world?
It might be.
I think it is.
It's massive.
I think it is.
It's gone through so many facelifts. But, like, just give me a massive, like, number one, I don't like layovers more than 3 hours. And if when you fly internationally.
Oh, see, I would rather. I'm the way opposite of you on airports. I would rather have. I mean, I don't want a 5 hour layover.
No,
nobody does.
3 hours less.
But I need to know that I can get somewhere.
Wiggle room.
And get another beverage in me and some food in me. Because I'm a drinker flyer. I don't know if it's anxiety or what, but I'm a drinker flyer.
Well, I mean,
I got a drink.
I am, but my drink of choice is NyQuil.
And my drink of choice is. Tequila.
I have, look, I'm right there with you. Tequila's my brand. My jam. But when I fly, do not do this. I am a little mini sleepy NyQuil.
Mm-hmm.
And then because I'm stuck in a plane, I can fly first class. It does not matter. My body is just going to hurt because sitting in any position kills me for any period of time. So it's, again, do not do this. Medical advice. It is a NyQuil and painkiller cocktail that will make me comfortably get through about 10 hours. And then I will have to re-up.
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of people do that. I mean, a lot of people get their hands on some Prozac and things
sleeping
like that.
Sleeping pills, stuff
sleeping
like that.
Sleeping pills just to go down because they just don't want to do it. I have developed, as I've gotten older, an insane fear of heights. So the takeoff, I never had it.
Mine was the other way around. I was terrified of heights until when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Then jumping out of the back of a perfectly good aircraft, just like, I was like, oh
okay, this ain't so bad.
This, you know, it's kind of dope. Like,
yeah, I've come the other way. I've developed this extreme fear of heights. I hate taking off in planes.
Do you clap when you land?
No, I'm not a... I might have fears, but I don't like put them on display. What do you clap at movie theaters too?
No, God, no. Those people like, oh God, those people bother me.
But yeah, so I've developed it. So I have to because the takeoff is always just gives me so much jitters. I can't handle it. So I go the booze route.
I'm usually unconscious by that point in time.
That's so
I also
awesome.
Have probably 3,500 to 4,000 hours in an aircraft.
Yeah, that's true.
So like it is, I think I mentioned this before, military travel, like when we're going on deployments, like you're not flying, like, don't get me wrong, some do fly over like to the European bloc via commercial. But for the most part, like me, I was always in the back of a C-130 or C-5, C-17, and we have these crates with our gear in them,
mm-hmm.
and it's all A bags, those big green duffel bags.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's all, for the most part, it's all clothes. And I knew all the load masters, the guys that balance out the weight on the aircraft. And I'd be like, hey, can you pry one of those open? And I started doing this thing because I'm, you know, under 6 foot tall. With my boots off, that I would take my boots off because these crates are 6 foot long.
Sure.
And I would, like a vampire.
Oh, you just crawl in.
I would lay
That's
on top of it with my arms crossed because otherwise it's cargo netting.
Yeah.
And it's not comfortable.
No,
it's
not at all.
Pure unadulterated hell. And so I would
but that lets you stretch out.
And I would lay on top of the bags like Count Dracula with my arms crossed. And that's how I would sleep.
One, two, three.
But, you know, we had, God, I can never remember the name of the sleeping pill. It was developed for the military because we have to get mandatory crew rest.
Okay.
It's highly addictive. It led to, like, suicidal ideation, nasty stuff.
Ugh.
But it will guarantee you basically 8 hours of sleep. So you'd pop one of those, wash it down with whatever as you're getting on the plane, and I would just be a zombie.
Just get there as soon as possible.
And I'd wake up wherever I was. And it was that's how I was like, oh, this is how I'm, unless I was, you know, working.
Yeah.
That's just how I would do it.
Well, fortunately, I only have about a 2.5 hour flight. Tonight.
It's a quick flight. But
will
the
I
Vegas
get a second drink in me?
The Vegas flights are always serving booze, even on the short trips.
Yeah. How many drinks can Patrick get into? And well, we'll push some football back later in the show. Maybe we'll do it another time. We come back. Let's finally dive into this. The NBA finals are set. Game one's on Thursday. What should I throw a sawbuck down on? Are we crowning the champions already? Loaded third hour. Don't go anywhere. Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.